broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
This lady has been hanging over 20 years. This year we put a different dress.
It was pure shock. I was just, that's all you can say.
When I met with Mac Whitman in June 22,000.
Reason 581 Jeep has an orbit of just about 37 days.
I forgot he was black tonight.
Mike, I felt this thrill going up my leg.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch and where we take you through the looking glass and beyond, going places other talk shows would probably like to go but can't. And welcome to our program. And if at any time Charles or anybody hears the fan going, man, let me know. But I failed to admit, we had 113 degrees in Los Angeles yesterday. I don't know what it was today. It seemed like it was cooler here. I live, and our studios are up the coast from Los Angeles a few miles. We're on the beach here, so it's generally about 20 degrees cooler here than it is downtown. But it was 113 degrees, which my my informants tell me shattered the old record by about 6 degrees for downtown L.A. I've been in that kind of weather before, in the desert. I've been in 115 degrees. I've played golf in 115 degrees. You can do a lot in 115 degrees. You can play a round of golf if you got enough water and you got enough sunblock and you got a hat on. You can play around 18 holes of golf in 115 degrees. I wouldn't recommend it, although the prices can't be beat. This time of year, forget it, man. You could go out and play PGA West back in the day for $50 or $40 a round. You can't get on that place for less than 100 and a half, maybe $200 during the season. 877-876-PHIL is the number on our show tonight. We're not going to talk about anything even remotely having to do with weather or golf. We're going to talk with Margaret Gray this evening, and we're going to discuss with her what's been going on in New York with Mayor Bloomberg and a teacher that admitted she was at one time a hooker. Later on, Professor Emery Clayton joins us, and we'll discuss it being Halloween. There's usually one thing to discuss at Halloween on talk radio, and that's the color of the mannequin that you have hanging from your tree. So all of that is ahead tonight, and stick around for that. Don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com, live streaming video of our show right now, live streaming audio of the show. We've got 3 brand new Classic Phil podcasts. We got a brand new uncensored pre-show rant available there. And, of course, all of our archives and our daily podcasts as well of the show. Our affiliate spotlight tonight in Portland, KXFD. KXFD 970 AM in Portland, Oregon. And in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, WTBC 1230 AM. Two great stations on the Phil Hendry Radio Network. We're going to have Margaret Gray on in just a moment. But in New York City, Mayor Bloomberg personally asked to yank the former sex worker turned teacher from her elementary school classroom last week. Bloomberg said that the city is investigating its legal rights regarding this Bronx art teacher, Melissa Petro, stopping short of saying that she would immediately be fired. The revelation occurred when the 30-year-old wrote an online article in the Huffington Post on September the 7th criticizing popular online classified Craigslist for removing its adult services section, which carried sex-related advertising. She wrote under her real name, and the post was published the same day she was granted tenure at the school. From October of 2006 to January 2007, I accepted money in exchange for sexual services I provided to men I met online in what was then called the erotic services section of Craigslist.org. Now, this is an elementary school teacher. Elementary school is from first grade to fifth or sixth grades. I wrote my own ads, she says, screened my own prospective dates, decided on my own what I would and would not do for money, and she says, quote, best of all, I kept every penny that I earned. She said that she used Craigslist to meet men, and it provided a simple, familiar form through which I could do my business. Friday night, when I was informed that of the situation of this teacher saying that she had been a sex worker, said Bloomberg, I think was the term she might have used, sex worker, I said, well, you know, tell her that she's being removed from the classroom. In the blog post earlier in the summer, Petro mentioned a sympathetic administrator who suggested she publish under a pseudonym, though she ultimately did not. And this all had to do with that Craigslist deciding that they were no longer going to use that sex services section. Margaret Gray is a nationally syndicated columnist for the Dicklin Syndicate. She writes, A Little Bird Told Me. It's a very interesting story, isn't it, Margaret?
Well, it's fascinating from a couple of points of view, Phil. First of all, it's very interesting to, and I think it's a little exhilarating to see a woman publishing under her own name and saying for all, you know, all to see, yes, I did do this. Yes, I did. My name is Melissa Petro. Yes, I was a sex worker. Yes, I did charge money to provide men with sexual services. Yes, I did all of it. I am now an elementary school teacher. I am a woman in America in the 21st century. I am attempting to survive. I did what I needed to do. I am seeing my dreams through. I think there is something rather exhilarating about it.
Well, then I take it you are against the removal of this woman?
I think the mayor has a very tough call. I would not remove her. I would keep her. I think Bloomberg has a very tough call, although I think he's wrong. I think he's being very sexist. I think he is bigoted, I think, in his attitude. I think he automatically thinks, well, she's a woman. Why can't she go out and get any kind of a job that the rest of us can get? Well, hello, she is a woman, and it's completely different in how well we are able to access some of these things. So I think that Bloomberg is being an almost remarkably bold bigot, remarkably emboldened sexist.
Well, if you were the mayor of New York, I mean, you're calling this man a sexist and a bigot, what would you do?
It's not a fair question. What would I do? I would probably do what he's doing, but I'm not the mayor of New York. I'm a columnist. I'm a critic. And Bloomberg has a lot to answer for. He's being a misogynistic, bigoted sexist. I could easily see him being impeached for this.
And yet, if you were the mayor of New York, you'd do the same thing. I don't understand that. Let's move past that for a moment.
I'm a woman. I'm the mother of a small boy. I'm the wife of a husband who is now retired. I am the sole support of my family. As a woman, I've got to do what I've got to do. I cannot afford to stand there and take some sort of a moral stand to make myself feel good so that people will pat me on the head and say, Margaret, that was a wonderful thing. You're fired. No. Women cannot afford that kind of self-indulgence. Men, on the other hand, call the shots. And so a man can afford to stand there and say, I'm going to hold the line. I'm going to let this woman keep her job because that is the moral thing to do. And so because a man can do that, and because Bloomberg didn't do that, he is a misogynist. He is really almost supernaturally gutless. Because
But what does that mean? You know,
it's amazing that he could not muster more courage than he did. It's almost science fiction how gutless he is.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, talking with Margaret Gray about Mayor Bloomberg expressing the opinion that this so-called hooker-turned-teacher, she's described as a hooker, and I guess that's the technical term in the New York Daily News, he wants her out of the classroom. And I take it, Margaret, the opinion you're expressing here is you don't think she should be.
No, I don't think she should be.
Why not?
Well, I think that, Phil, this is a marvelous opportunity for young girls to not so much emulate a woman as to at least look up to a woman who wanted to be a business owner, who took the bold step that she did to be that business owner, who suffered these slings and arrows, who took her life into her hands, who risked God knows what, in order that she would start a business as, yes, a sex worker, a sex services worker, so that she could have enough money to go to school and become a teacher. It is an amazing story, and it's a story that should look at a little bit more closely and say, I know what I thought a sex worker was. I know what I thought a prostitute was. But my God, look at this woman, Melissa, this young lady, Melissa Petro. Look at the guts. Look at what she risked, disease. She risked being assaulted. She did what she had to do. And I think she is an absolutely outstanding role model for young women.
And well, what about your own daughter? If you had, I know you only have Jason J. DelMonico. What about your daughter? Would you say to your daughter, I want you to look up to this Melissa Petro. She was a prostitute turned teacher. But I think now, you know, look at her. I want you to emulate her.
Well, Phil, you're talking about something here. You're, that's apples and oranges. I'm talking to your listeners right now.
No, I'm talking about you and any daughter that you would have.
Well, it's a little bit different. It's a little bit different, Phil. I'm in the media. I have the means to help my daughter set up her own business. And
No. I'm saying, for all things being equal, if you were not in the media, if you were just, you know, you and your daughter is with you, and you are saying to all these other mothers, look at this woman, Melissa Petro, what a marvelous role model she is, what a woman to look up to, even though she was a sex worker, would you recommend that for your own daughter?
Of course I would. You're talking about my own daughter.
Why not?
There's a big difference, Phil, between any daughter that I would have and the women. You have to understand something. I'm not holding myself up. I'm not saying I'm better than anyone. But there is a difference between the daughter of a Margaret Gray and the daughters of a lot of the people that are listening to you right now, and I'll tell you why. I am in the media. I have a reputation to uphold. If my daughter becomes known as a prostitute, it redounds very negatively on the family. My husband continues to produce television in Hollywood. He is an attorney, though he's retired.
But you said that this is a very admirable thing for any young woman to do, to emulate this woman. Yes, she's a sex worker, but look at what she did with the money she earned as a sex worker. Young women emulating this can do much, much worse. Why not your own daughter? You're recommending it for other women's daughters. Why not yours?
I think I've answered your question, and I think I've answered it very, very well.
You're saying that your daughter, not for your daughter, because of your reputation.
Phil, yes, what I do is very public. What my husband does is very public. I probably have more education than the average woman. There are more doors that are going to open for me and my own daughter. My husband and I both have an enormous amount of money. There's no need for my daughter to degrade herself as a hooker.
Oh, so your daughter would be degrading herself, but another woman's daughter would not be.
I think you're being very unfair, and I think you're doing it on purpose. I think you're doing this to...
No, Ms. Gray, I'm not doing anything on purpose. You said that to emulate this woman who is a prostitute would be a worthy thing for other young women, because look what she did with the money she made as a prostitute. She went to school and she became a teacher, but not your daughter.
Yes, I'm saying not my daughter, but not because I think I'm better than anyone. I'm sure you understand. I am recommending this for other women's daughters because of who I assume they are. But my own daughter would not be good for that. I would not want my own daughter doing that. And I've given you the reason.
And you also said because of who they are, meaning my female listeners. Who are they?
They are not people in the media. They don't have a daily exposure to the kinds of people that I'm exposed to, the kinds of people my husband is exposed to, the kinds of people my daughter is exposed to. My daughter can't afford to be a slut on a telephone. And
so that's what this woman was, a slut on a telephone.
For a very, very good cause.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We're speaking with Margaret Gray. She recommends that other women's daughters become sex workers, because look at what Melissa Petro did. She was a sex worker. She saved her money. She became a teacher. And this is a woman to emulate and a woman to look up to. Just one problem. She wouldn't have her own daughter doing it. That's... different story for her. Her own daughter, of course not. My daughter has bigger horizons. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with more on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
You really love to twist things, don't you?
I didn't twist anything.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
In New York City, Mayor Bloomberg has asked that a teacher, an art teacher in the Bronx, step down from her position in the elementary school that she teaches at because she revealed in a Huffington Post blog that in 2006-2007, the woman was a prostitute. And she advertised in the erotic services section of Craigslist. And she talks about this as a good thing. Margaret Gray has joined us. Margaret, you, at the beginning of our interview, you said that Mayor Bloomberg was a misogynist and a sexist and a bigot for wanting to fire this woman, and I understand. You also said that that the woman was someone to emulate, young girls to emulate. Are you recommending, then, that other people's daughters, not your own...
Let's be clear about something. I don't have a daughter. This was a hypothetical that you brought to the table that I think you brought to the table on purpose to put a more negative spin on what I'm saying.
Well, no, I just wanted to know, to what extent are you recommending this? Are you saying that this is something to recommend to other people's daughters, but not your own? So, you know, I think that's pretty plain, isn't it?
First of all, this woman teaches in a public school. My daughter, as my son does, I would go to a private school. There's a difference. You have a lot of public school kids. They don't have a lot of choices.
Well, not public school kids aren't necessarily poor.
I understand that public school kids are not necessarily poor. What I'm trying to say is that there are young girls out there who would benefit from the experience of this woman starting her own business, working her way up to her dream of being a teacher. And am I saying that other women's daughters should be prostitutes? Are you pressing me to answer a question like that?
Yes, I am.
It would seem that in the short term, that is something for some women to consider, yes.
And your own daughter?
I think I've answered your question. The answer is no. My own daughter would not need that. My own daughter would not need that because of the doors that her father and I can open up for her. Now, Phil, I think it's very unfair.
So, you know, Margaret, just so we know, you have you've answered my questions, and you've answered them honestly, and I appreciate that. But I don't think there's any a way of you arguing yourself off of the point that you have set yourself up to say my daughter is better than other people's daughters.
No, I did not say that. No, I did not say she's better. I said my daughter has a different set of circumstances. All right.
Are there other girls that would have different sets of circumstances that would not need to become sex workers?
Are you talking about in this woman's school? I don't think so. Let's cut to the chase here, okay, Phil, because this is what this is about. You're apparently a Mayor Bloomberg supporter.
No, I'm not a Mayor Bloomberg supporter. Not at all.
Well, then what is the point in you pressing me?
I simply asked you if you say that the job of a sex worker is one that can be a step up for a girl, that just like this teacher, young girls can become sex workers, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. Why not your own daughter?
I'm not going to have my own daughter. I'm on your radio show right now to tell young girls that there are options for them in this world. I'm presenting this as a very real option. But then you say to me, what about my own daughter? Of course I wouldn't have my own daughter doing that. And
also, it's easier to recommend for someone else's daughter to be a prostitute than it is for your own.
Of course it is. Now, you're asking me, Phil, to answer questions that will make me look, to be perfectly honest, like a horse's ass in the eyes of your listeners. The listeners that you have right now, Phil, are you there?
I'm here, yeah.
Well, you're not answering.
I'm listening to you.
The listeners you have here right now, their daughters would benefit, perhaps, from becoming, in the short term, prostitutes. My daughter I would kill anyone that recommended my daughter for sex work. I would kill them. I would kill them, and I'd mutilate the corpse. That's how angry I'd be.
But other women's daughters, it's okay.
You asked for an honest answer. I gave you one.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We'll take some calls this segment for Margaret Gray. It's a topic that has got the, well, at least it's got a teacher and a mayor in the city of New York talking. Mayor Bloomberg wants a woman by the name of Melissa Petro removed from her job as a elementary school art teacher because she admitted to having been a prostitute, basically, and she said that she advertised in the erotic services section of Craigslist. This came about, this blog that she wrote, or article that she wrote for the Huffington Post came about as a result of the Craigslist taking down its sexual, what do they call this anyway, their erotic services section?
Well, it was very unfortunate, Phil. I think Craigslist did a good business there, also provided a service to women who really have no choice. They've got to do what they've got to do. There are a lot of young women that make a lot of money doing that.
And there were some that got killed, too, Margaret. Murdered.
Please understand, Phil, that when you introduce your little dramatic touches to this conversation, it doesn't fool anyone. We are.
There was not a young lady killed in Boston?
There was one young woman murdered as the result of something that happened. I don't know. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a very successful young entrepreneur who...
All right, I don't mean to interrupt you because I want to get to some phone calls, but you're saying a successful entrepreneur, this Melissa Petro, who you feel other girls should emulate, but not your own daughter.
Let's be clear. I don't, and I want to say this to your listeners. I don't have a daughter. Mr. Hendry has maneuvered me into this little conversation and exchange about having a daughter so that you can make me look like I am the mother of a slut, which I am not.
All right, let's talk about you have a son.
Yes, I do.
All right. Would you want your son to do this kind of work?
Well, first of all, he's a boy. He's male. I don't know what you're talking about.
There are young boys that are involved in this kind of work. For gay services.
I'm fully aware of that, Phil. What I'm saying to you is my son would more likely be, if you're forcing me to answer this question...
No, I'm not.
Well, you know what? I want to answer it anyway. My son would more likely be the proprietor of a business like this. If you want to call him a pimp, you can call him a pimp. Because that's what you've been doing tonight, calling people names. The point that I'm making is I would never have a child of mine doing anything that degraded or turned them into something that you'd find in the black hole of Calcutta.
But other girls can.
If this is really unfair.
Other girls can. Other women's daughters can.
This is very unfair. The answer is yes. But I wish you would not push me into these kinds of admissions. Do I want my daughter to be something that you would find in the black hole of Bangkok? No. Would I want my son to be a pimp? No. Would my son be a pimp? Yes. Because he has a natural business aptitude.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Margaret, by the way, whispering, you know...
No, I understand that, Phil, but I've got a little bit of pride.
My audience can still hear you. 877-876-PHIL. In Chapel Hill, North Carolina, here is Kate. Kate, you're on the air here with Margaret Gray. We're talking about Melissa Petro in New York. Go ahead, please.
Okay, first of all, I appreciate your point about why they took this off of Craigslist. It was causing death, okay, number one. Number two, with all the media brought to this now, all the kids are going to wonder, what's a prostitute? Yeah, if it's based on her past, there's going to be a lot of deliberation.
Well, I don't know. I don't think you're familiar with the story. She's a teacher who was a prostitute, used the money from her days as a prostitute to fund her education, and now she's a teacher. I think it's a marvelous story of survival, and I would recommend it for young women. Would I want young women to be prostitutes? No. Is it the only thing they might be able to do to earn an education?
Okay, so yes. What you're saying is in a hypothetical situation, if that's the only choice she has, you're being very specific, but you're not being specific with Phil. He is asking you a hypothetical question, and I think that...
Would I recommend it for my own daughter? The answer is, of course not.
No. Right. Well, yeah. Who would? Would a poor woman recommend it for her daughter?
I think it's better for a woman. Well, I don't know you, but I would say, for instance, between you and I would say it might be good for you and your daughter. But it's not going to be good for my daughter, and I don't think Phil
because
is fair.
Wait a minute.
Means what you're not being clear. You're saying for poor chicks, do it, which I don't agree with.
No, I don't.
You're saying
that.
For
I'm
rich
saying,
chicks who don't need to do it, don't do it.
I said, still ask, would I recommend it for my own daughter? I said, that's very unfair. I'm a media figure, and you're not supposed to ask me that question.
I think you asked a hypothetical question, and it is fair.
But what you also said, Margaret, is Kate here, it would be good for Kate and her daughter, but not you.
I don't know Kate, but I'm suspecting that she doesn't make as much money as I do, yes.
She doesn't what?
I don't know you, Kate, but I'm suspecting that your daughter, it might be a good way for her to go because you don't have as much money as I do.
Right. Well, fortunately, I don't have a daughter. I don't have a son. I'm
but
a single woman, but I have friends and sisters with children. And
all right. What about you?
Well, what are you saying now? That she should... See, Margaret, we can say,
Well, I'm just saying for you...
What about you, Margaret?
I'm married to a very wealthy man.
All right, 877, you're married to a very wealthy man, so you don't have to, but Kate, no, because she's not married to Frank. 877-876-PHIL.
So, okay, if I could interrupt you. I don't know a lot of women that could be married to Frank. I think I'm the only one.
All right, great. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Kathy now. Hi, Kathy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray. Go ahead.
Well, can I make one comment first to the lady?
Go ahead.
I think she's absolutely nuts. I don't care how much money she has. I don't care who she's married to. I don't care if she's Oprah's cousin. All I know is that lady is completely
Oprah's
bonkers.
Cousin? Who is Oprah's cousin?
She said Oprah's cousin.
You said Oprah's cousin.
I said, no. I don't care if you would, it would be her cousin. I'm trying to tell you, you need to take some of that money that you got and get a psychiatrist. I have got three kids that was in the military, and I have got one son that's still in it. We never had a lot of money, but I'm going to tell you right now, if you're going to sit there and you're going to say it's okay.
Blue military.
If you're going to sit there and you say it's okay for a teacher to come up and... Excuse me?
I'm listening to you.
Okay. It's not right at all what you said. To have a prostitute to come in to start being a teacher is absolutely wrong. Because you are not setting a good example for these kids. Or anything whatsoever. There are so many teachers now that's going with the young kids and everything else, and it's uncalled for.
Oprah Winfrey.
And whatsoever. And as far as I'm concerned,
what?
As far as I'm concerned, I don't understand one bit of what you say is okay for a prostitute to come in to be a teacher.
Your name is Kathy, right? I think, Kathy, that if your daughter can avail herself of a large amount of money by being a prostitute, I'm not going to judge her. If you can avail yourself of a large amount of money by being a prostitute, I'm not going to judge you. I'm going to say to you, good for you, you've survived. Because who am I to judge you? If, on the other hand, you were to say to me, what about your daughter, Margaret? I would say that again, and I'll cut your throat. That's just the way I am. Well, do you understand what I mean?
What you need to do is stop, like, you act like that you're so better than everybody else is what you're trying to say on this radio. And
No.
I'm not saying I'm better. Let her finish.
Let the lady finish.
You have been talking so much to where everybody wants to puke, okay? What you need to do is be quiet and let somebody else tell you. Okay, this is the facts of it right here. There is so many people that are sitting there and upholding these people to do that, and I don't have a lot of money, and I didn't have to have people coming up and say, okay, your daughter needs to be a prostitute. My daughter would never do that because she has self-esteem about herself, and she has respect for herself. You don't have to have a lot of money to have respect for yourself or whatsoever, and I don't care.
Would you recommend it for any woman? Would you recommend being a prostitute for your sister?
Are you crazy? Let's talk about out of your mind. Let's talk about this. Do you know there's AIDS and syphilis and everything else out in this world, and you're sitting
well,
there and
I
trying
think
to
it's
let
overblown.
These kids, do you have any idea what you're trying to tell these teenage kids?
Kathy, may I tell you something? My husband, who I love very much, suffers from a degenerative disease as the result of a sexually transmitted disease.
Then why are you saying it's okay to be a prostitute?
Because we live in a day and age now where we have super drugs that can destroy every virus.
Look, it does not matter.
My husband is so sick
that he knows that you're a woman. He's listening to you on the radio, but he refers to you as a he because he's gender confused.
All right, let's not talk to the lady about that. She's not going to understand that, okay?
Well, the point that I'm making to Kathy, though, is wouldn't she recommend prostitution for, isn't there a woman she could think of?
As a what?
Enough said. All right, case closed.
Yeah, in other words, Kathy can't think of anybody. Kathy, thank you very much for your call.
Wait a minute, I want to talk to Kathy.
Kathy, are you there?
Yes.
Are you there, dear? Frank,
yes.
Did you want to?
I want to talk to him, yeah. Kathy, this is Frank Gray. I'm Margaret's husband.
Okay.
I have a disease.
Okay.
Now, Mr. Hendry was talking, and she said that she felt it was not right for Margaret to say other women's daughters should be prostitutes. Now, I married my wife 40 years ago. He's the best wife any man could have. I love him. And I love my son, and she just turned 10. What I'm saying is, as a mother that loves his children, would you ever become a prostitute?
Absolutely not. That is so wrong. And wait a minute, ask me a question. I'm trying to answer yours.
I asked him a question, yes. So I did.
Okay. What you need to do and what she needs to do, I don't know what kind of lifestyle. I don't care how much money you have, period. She needs to stop saying and bragging about how much money you have. I don't care if you're president of the United States. You cannot sit there and upgrade and say it's okay to be a prostitute. You cannot tell these people to get out here and be a prostitute. What are you going to do if as a teenager is listening to you right now and 13 or 14 years old and all of a sudden says, okay, I listened to the radio, and this rich family said it's okay to go be a prostitute. And then they go to Nashville, or they go anywhere in the United States and run away from home and be a prostitute.
Yeah, but my wife said it wouldn't be good for a rich kid.
It does not matter. Rich or poor, there's a teenager out here somewhere is going to be listening exactly what your wife said. And I don't care what she tries to say, but she absolutely sit there and said enough.
I want to say something right now.
Let me finish.
I want to say to any teenager listening, if you want to be a prostitute, you go ahead and be a prostitute.
No, let me finish.
Let him finish.
Let him finish,
and you can talk later.
And then we got to get going.
These teenagers are going to sit there and listen to that. And what are y'all going to do? How are y'all going to feel if a teenager winds up getting killed on account of what you just said? Because they're going to say it was okay.
Kathy, hold on for just a minute.
Yes.
I was trying to listen to this woman talk, and you were talking in the background.
No, Frank, not the face, please. No.
Shut your mouth. Go ahead, Kathy.
What did you just do?
That's none of your business.
Did you just strike that woman?
That's none of your business, pal. I listen to it all day long. I'm
yes,
trying
sir.
To talk
hey,
to...
Hey, just hit that lady.
No, I did not. Let me say something to you, Kathy. Your husband, does she ever hit you?
Well, let's say, sir, I'm going to tell you one thing. My husband...
Well, your husband, does she ever hit you?
He has never, ever, ever hit me. And if
I had...
What?
Are you married to a woman? You just said he...
What are you talking about?
Okay, what is it with you, man, and the gender confusion?
You split my lip.
Yeah, watch this.
Right.
Yeah, see, that's how you handle that problem. Now, his big mouth got him into trouble tonight. And
you know what, Mr. Gray, I want you to hang on the line, because I think I might want you to talk to somebody, like a cop. Kathy, thank you very much. We got to take a break. You've been very kind. 877, I didn't hear anything from Kathy. She must be stunned, and I don't blame her. 877-876-PHIL. Why does my arm hurt after Frank hit his wife? I don't understand. It's weird. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Frank, you'll pay. You'll pay dearly.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Doing that.
Welcome back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I want to get this straight, Margaret. We're talking about Melissa Petro, a former prostitute, who is now a school teacher in New York City, but Mayor Bloomberg wants her yanked from the classroom because she wrote a blog about it. Did your husband just smack you or not?
No, he didn't hit me, Phil. Frank thinks that he can bully me. And so sometimes I'll scare him and say, oh please don't hit me, Frank, because he thinks he's some sort of keeper of the castle. But I can tell you that Frank Gray, my husband, who I love deeply, Frank knows that he does not come near me without consequences to be paid that are absolute. So
then why would you say, please don't hit me, Frank?
Because I want women out there listening to know that I know how to control my man.
All right, 877.
What do you mean, all right? Is like, what, am I not making sense?
Not really, but I mean, that is between you two. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Sal in Boston. Go ahead, Sal, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I'm, I just wanted to call up and say that I think that she's a little hypocritical. Only in that, while I understand what she's trying to say, the idea that she would recommend this to someone else's daughter, but yet would lash out so vehemently at someone who suggested the same thing to her is hypocritical. You know, they wouldn't know her daughter's circumstances, so if they made that recommendation, just the fact that she would lash out shows to me that she really is not saying what she really feels.
No, I'm simply saying that this woman, Melissa Petro in New York, is to be looked up to as a woman of great strength, and I think a woman of determination. A prostitute? Yes. Is that necessarily bad? No. Would it be for my daughter? Yes, it would. I have a family name. I'm known in the media. You can't have a daughter of Margaret Gray's some kind of glorified slut. When you ask me about another person's daughter, toss a coin in the air, I'd say it would be good for her. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
just the fact that you use words like slut, to me, shows that you have no respect for that type of work anyway. So for you to say that you have respect for what she did, to me,
I do have respect.
You're using words that contradict each other.
Do you have a daughter? If I was talking to your daughter and she said, I don't know, what do you think? I'd say, try it. Who knows? If I was talking to my own daughter and someone said that to her, I'd cut their throat.
Well, that's what this guy's saying.
That's what the man's. You say that it's okay to, for you to say it to others, but nobody better say it to you for fear of having their throat cut. To me, you're a hypocrite, and just your choice of words to describe a girl who does sexual work. You know, you call her a slut. You know, I mean, doesn't sound like you have any respect for me.
I have a great deal of respect for women that have the temerity to do that. Because
then why do you choose to degrade them? To denigrate them by calling them sluts?
Well, that's what they are. I what else can I call them? They're diseased. They're sluts.
So
they
cannot say that you have respect for someone and then denigrate them in the same sense.